and welcome to The Broken Pact, the Guildmaster's Guide to Ravnica show on twitch.tv/D&D and twitch.tv/Saving Throw Show, coming to you live from D&D Live 2019. Woo! I am your Dungeon Master, formerly your Guildmaster, Ruben Bressler, and these fine players, well, they're not at home anymore. Feel free to introduce yourselves down the line.
I am Riley Silverman, and I play Velma Sweet. I am a half-elf bard, and I am also recently cross-classed into Warlock. And I guess my guild affiliation doesn't matter anymore.
We'll find out. We'll find out.
At least not today.
And hi, my name is Jordan Pridgen, and I'm playing Astarok, who is a Minotaur fighter from the Boros Legion. And you know what? The Boros Legion always matters. Because right. It's part of who I am.
You can take the Minotaur inside. Out of the Boros.
You're yeah. like, there are more realms to conquer.
Yeah. That's me.
Hey everyone, I'm Ashlyn Rose, and I play a Luxodon cleric named Tutaru.
Tutaru!
And she is from the Silesian Conclave. That's it.
Hey everybody, I'm Gaurav Galati, and I play Lucian Ladrian, a investigator from the Azorius Senate. And legally, the Azorius exists everywhere in every plane at all times, so.
No, it doesn't. Yeah,
okay, well, if you're all going to say your guilds, then fine. My guild is the Dimir, and I was infiltrating the Orzhov. And you know what? Yeah, the Dimir are probably everywhere. I don't care
That's
what realm.
True.
Also true.
Yeah.
Also true.
Everyone has secrets.
Yeah.
So thank you so much for joining us here, bright and early, starting the show here at D&D Live 2019, The Descent. Our show is, well, I guess we'll find out in character as we dip into, we're going to go right into it because we don't got a lot of time, right here in episode 22, Not Forgotten. If you don't mind, give me a nice... Welcome to Innistrad, travelers.
I didn't know we were starting with a musical segment.
Don't have enough time for a true intro, so I wanted to set a little bit of a scene.
That's our new theme song.
That's right. Oh, God.
So you awaken. The rest of you do not. You're in a hole.
Yes. Some lady was.
Some lady with blonde hair and a tricorn hat covered in buckles was similar. Not the same, was pointing a crossbow at you, stowed it, extended a hand, and said, "Welcome to Innistrad, traveler."
Hi. I'm sorry, where are we? I don't remember that being anywhere in the 10th district. Is
this
that outer city?
Oh, you must be truly lost to be around here. Take my hand, I'll explain. We must be quick, though.
Wait, hold on. I have friends. I'm gonna wake them up. Hey, wake up. Hey. Astarok.
You're all roused awake. Ugh. Your eyes are bleary.
Well, no, I was awake. Uh-huh. I'm fussing.
You have a little bit of seasickness, kind of a jumbling in your stomach.
What happened?
We traveled. We went through the tree and we're in a place called Innistrad?
Wait, what?
That actually worked. The tree traveling thing actually worked. All right.
Well, what happened after the treat? There was a party that we all, you went to, that I...
You had to steal something!
I had you steal something.
He had to steal something!
Oh my God, we did!
Wow.
You're a thief.
No, technically you're the thieves.
You broke the law!
All right, well then you're like a
No, technically
boss.
You broke
this
the laws.
This is all very lovely, but we very quickly need to get out of here.
All right, I'm gonna need to be caught up on who this person is.
My name is Helena.
Hi, I'm Astarok.
Nice to meet you. We need to go now.
All right.
All right.
Get out of there.
Okay.
All right.
She will, so you awaken in a deep, 8-foot deep, large hole. There are pitch black roots that are at your feet and one pokes out from the wall. And the only thing that you can see are the walls of this massive open grave that you are currently in and the sky above, which is wispy cirrus clouds and a very full, bright moon above you. You can catch just barely a few stick branches, the bones, the skeleton of a tree, several yards away, presumably where these roots are connected to.
Okay.
All right, anybody need a leg up?
Yeah, I'll need a hand.
Yeah, we have thank you. A little height advantage here. Yeah.
Appreciate it, thank you.
So Astarok and Tutaru help kind of toss
throw
everybody
them up. Yeah. And then we just climb out.
In the distance, you can hear,
where are we? What is this place?
They will be on us soon. We have to move.
What will be on us?
The gruel. We have wolves in the gruel.
Oh, that's right.
Where are all the buildings?
Buildings?
Yeah.
Yeah, we should probably find cover somewhere, right? Yeah.
Absolutely. We can go back to my family's cabin.
What the heck's going on here? It's just like empty.
We can explain.
I've never seen trees.
I'm sure you're confused. Hopefully we'll have some answers for you. My sister and my mother might be able to help.
Okay. All right.
She will extend a hand to whoever wants to be helped out of there. Otherwise, you can use the roots.
Well,
to
we
climb
got pushed
out.
Up by.
We helped push them
okay.
up.
And who's the last one out?
Probably.
Probably you?
I'd probably be me. I was like, I'd probably help Tutoru out. Yeah. And then climb up.
Yeah. Cool.
I'll pull you out.
I'm a climbing boy.
As you emerge, you see yourself underneath a large black ebon tree, leafless and twisting and writhing. Large, massive oak, hundreds of years old. You are on a bit of a hillock. There are some stones about. They're grown over, mostly. This is probably an old grave site. You can see no buildings from where you stand.
What?
For the first time in your life.
What is this?
I don't know.
We are in the woods. Like,
what are these stones for?
These are graves.
What?
Wait,
what's...
Grave?
What's a grave?
So many dead.
Oh, we have graves on Ravnica, right?
I don't know.
No, not really. There's mausoleums for some of the richer folk, but everyone else, well, they're the Golgaris.
But we do have grave trolls.
That's true.
So the only graves that you've seen are underground.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you certainly don't know big patches of grass just overgrown, not in fields.
Yeah, I don't think we know what fields are for the most part.
Correct.
Other districts, yeah.
This tree is certainly very strange. You're not particularly, most trees you would think you would be happy to see.
Right.
Not this one's not a pleasant looking situation. It is, it's not dead.
Okay.
It is dormant for the cold.
Oh.
Although when you left, it was springtime.
Yeah,
so
Vitugazi the Saint.
No, it's not. It's poor thing.
We're probably in the Undercity again. That's probably where we ended up.
But you could see the moon, the sky.
No, I mean, hey, you remember what they said. Yeah. This is somewhere different.
Right, you're right. Okay, I want to follow the lady now. Let's just follow the lady.
She begins making her way down a deer path, a separation of the grasses. And as you make your way further into the woods, away from the hillock that is leading down into a bit of a chasm, I would say, pick one of you, who actually it would be Astarok, because you were last out.
Sure.
You make a perception check.
Okay.
First roll of the day.
Make it a good one.
16.
As you're climbing out, you look down into the hollow, the holler, and there appears to be a creek that is winding its way through the hills. And you see the creek, it's not very large, but you see rounding the very edge, the end of a boat, and a man and someone with an oar. And it just blinks out of sight as you climb out of the hole.
Oh.
And you begin making your way, following Helena, into the woods. As you are making your way through the woods, you have an easier time. You would think that you would be getting caught up in the underbrush, but it seems that the leader of your party is a tracker and knows these woods well. This appears to be her natural terrain, and so she's much easily able to wend her way through the various underbrushes and trees and things. Eventually, you come across a wooden fence. And by fence, I mean it's like posts with two bars of wood. And there's a small vegetable patch. There's a scarecrow standing out front. And a small hut, maybe 15, 20 feet, octagonal or circular thatch roof. And Helena wipes from her brow and begins walking towards the hut. The door is slightly ajar. There appear to be three rocking chairs on the front porch.
Can I make a perception check to see if I was able to like memorize, like kind of like study the route so I can like know which way we
Absolutely.
Came?
Make a survival check.
Survival check, okay.
Survival to do your tracking and remembering your way.
Okay, that's a seven.
Okay. It's the woods, it's very difficult.
Yeah,
not even trees you recognize.
So. I don't think I recognize trees for the most part.
It's fair. It's
so,
a good point.
I'm not like this one.
We need to come more often. We have to have like areas that have trees, but
we know things.
In Ravnica,
we don't see just like empty areas.
That's right. We can
trees.
Yeah.
In Ravnica, which is an ecumenopolis, the entire plain is covered in city, but even the city has trees.
Yeah.
And four of the guilds in particular are big into plant life. The four guilds that the Morrow are loosely related to, one of which is the Celestia, who have essentially Central Park, right?
So I guess we did
like
see
that.
The woods when we were in the Gruul territory as well.
Right.
So, okay,
the Gruul has sort of the overgrown, But what you're in now feels almost Golgari, but not even, because it's on the surface, it's colder, it's less about decay and more about just actual death.
Did she go inside already?
She walks up to the door and is waiting for you all.
Oh,
and says,
okay.
Please, you may walk in. We're home.
Helena, what guild are you in this area? I assume this place has...
I am one of the Hunter's Guild of Thraben.
Hunter's Guild, all right. Okay, so there is some
Hunter's
order set here. That's good
so
to know.
There are still guilds in place of some sort.
Okay, we're in your care at this point because we're out of our element. So,
of course. Lost travelers in the woods. It is dangerous out here. Luckily, you have your friends. But please, come inside and meet my sister and my mother.
Okay.
All right.
Come, mother.
All right. We'll go inside.
Helena will lead you inside. And as you walk in, it goes from being chilly and giving you a little bit of the goose pimples to far too hot. It is very warm in this hut.
Ooh.
It's also cramped. And when I say cramped, I want you to think of an episode of Hoarders.
Oh, God.
There are piles, or the last bookstore downtown here.
Oh, I love it.
I love the last bookstore.
Where there are just piles of books, scrolls, pots, statues, taxidermy, silverware, tables, chairs, bits of wood, just sort of in columns and stacks, and you can't even really see the walls. There are picture frames hanging on these piles. There are columns that almost look like natural stalactites and stalagmites. And, sorry, you rolled something?
I rolled to see if I could resist picking up a book and looking at it, and I did not. But I was going to let you finish your scene, and then I was going to tell you what happened.
So there is plenty of stuff, and it is particularly for you with your large frame. It feels cramped, but no matter how you move, you actually aren't really bumping into anything.
Helena, is that you? Dearie, are you home?
We're friends. She's just outside.
Oh, new friends. Excellent.
You must
come,
be her...
Come in. Get warm.
You must be her sister? Is that...
No, I'm the mother.
Oh.
It's very nice to meet you. Come on in. Have some tea.
Yeah. Okay.
Would I be able to read this book, or would it be like in a language I don't understand?
So you picked up a book.
Yeah.
So the book you pick up is called The Handbook for the Recently Deceased.
Okay.
It is in common.
Okay.
I would say make a... just a general intelligence check.
Okay. 7.
Okay.
I'm not rolling great today, guys.
There are symbols on the book that aren't in common that you don't recognize.
Okay. Interesting. I put it down for now.
And then Helena will close the door. She will wipe her feet, hang her crossbow up on the wall, take her sword out of her belt, place that on the wall as well. The room is just, it's a cavalcade of stuff.
Is there a place to sit?
Yes. So as you wind your way into this, and again, this is a 15-foot diameter hut, but it feels larger.
Okay.
So you have to wind a little bit, and you end up in a what looks like the inside of an egg, essentially. Sort of books piled and meet in a, like a keystone kind of situation. And built into the sides, there are little alcoves that have chairs where the backs are built in.
Oh.
And you see another woman in another tricorn hat, these women are probably 40. One of them is blonde, one of them has red hair. The one that found you is blonde. The other woman appears to have red hair and is sitting there leaning and tending to the fireplace. As you see a very old woman who is sitting by the fireplace in another chair, very Miyazaki, like all wrinkles, right? Like there's like just folded laundry for a face.
Mm-hmm.
And can't even see her eyes really, but she smiles very wide and welcomes you in and says, "Hello, please. Have a seat, dearies. It's very nice to meet you."
Sure.
Have some tea.
It would be rude.
Yes, we're grateful for your shelter.
Of course. My name is Old Root. Oh, my name is Old Rootstein.
She's old, so she forgets.
It's old Rootstein. I'm sorry. These are my daughters, Elena and Helena.
Your name is Rootstein?
It's a family name.
Okay.
Rootstein.
Rootstein. Okay. Sorry. I smell the tea. Do I like detect anything? Not. I just like. What's it smell like? If I'm asking.
Sure. I mean, it smells like just regular black tea.
Okay.
There is sugar. There is cream.
Okay.
There are no lemons. Sadly.
It
does. All right. But it does smell like regular black breakfast kind of tea.
All right.
There is a teapot, clay, sitting in the middle of the table. You also see the metal kettle hanging over the fire next to a cauldron that is smells like it has stew in it. Smells very good.
Okay. I'm assuming there's no coffee, so I'll go ahead and drink the tea.
So where are you all from?
That's a long
you
story.
You must be truly lost to have gotten here.
Yes. Well,
a little bit.
I think we should talk about that. What is the authority figure in this part of the woods? Because we do need to return to Ravnica at the most recent, as soon as we can, at least.
Oh,
hey.
Ravnica, you say?
Yes. Ah. It's,
strange you found yourself here, then.
And she'll look at her daughters, and her daughters will sort of just like in deference, just like waiting for Rootstein to talk.
That is very far away. How did you get here?
We came by tree.
We walked through a tree.
By tree?
Right.
Yeah. It's pretty confusing to us as well, yeah.
Our angel
heard of that.
I get it.
Helped us through.
I think I may have heard of that before. You came out of the tree up on the hill.
Does that tree tend to have people come out?
Oh, heavens no. Most people who come out near the tree are, well, not as alive as you are.
All right, well,
like vampires.
I guess we're starting on top.
Sometimes, not usually by the tree.
Okay. But you do, okay, so they are around. There are vampires around.
Here in Innistrad, there are all manner of horrible things and terrible undead and, of course, my daughters are trackers of the lycanthropes that live in the woods near here, and there are, of course, horrors and the various monsters about, but just like any place.
What? You mean werewolves?
I thought you all might have been half something, half lycanthropes, but it appears as if you all have your wits about you and seem to be calm. So I don't think that you're touched by the madness.
I would say if I appear calm, it's because I've done a very good job of hiding how extremely unsettling this entire place is.
Can I get you any food from the... Would you like any of the stew that we have?
No. We're not hungry, but we do need to speak to whoever is in charge of the authority or the police. Is there someone here that...
There's no authority out here. Just the woods and us.
Well, you said you were part of a hunter's guild, right?
Oh, my daughters. They are in communication every once in a while with town.
Well, who's your guild leader? Is there someone we can get in touch with?
Right, yes.
Well, there's the mayor.
The mayor, all right.
You could try to speak with some of the authorities in the nearby town. I haven't seen them in many years. We live out here, far away.
Well, maybe that town is where we should go.
We're going to get any type of answer.
Yes.
I can answer most of the questions that you have if you're in a hurry. I know a great many things. I read a great many books.
Has anyone else come out of that tree like us?
I've heard of people like you coming out of the tree. It's been a very long time, but do you have the mark?
The mark?
You mean this?
Ah, yes, you do. You're part of the pact.
That's
what people keep telling us, yeah.
Well, if you transport through the trees, through the plains, that seems to be the only way to do it. There are many ways to move worlds, as you have. You understand that you're not in wherever you're from anymore.
It's like what Jace was saying about being in other realms,
yeah.
Where...
Yeah.
Did that.
This mark...
But living it is different than knowing it and understanding it.
Life is weird that way.
Yes. So what do we do now?
I have a recommendation if you want to get out of this place.
Yes, we do.
Do you have a destination?
Ravnica, we have to go back.
No, the whole point was to not be there.
That was before I learned I have a sister in Ravnica.
Okay, that's
fair. And there is an entire war going on or something, and I have to get back there.
Okay. I've heard
I'm
of
sorry
the
that
war.
What?
I've heard of this war.
How? How is that?
There are people, as I mentioned, they can move through worlds in different ways.
So
some of them are heading there now. It's not a place you want to be, from what I gather.
Well, be that as
however,
and she will lean back in her chair and think for a moment.
There is someone who should be there. I think we can help each other out.
All right.
You all are trying to leave this place. I can help with that.
You can?
All right.
But I need you to do something in return.
There it is. What do we need to do for you?
Yeah, how can we help?
There's an old friend of mine, a few days from here, who's in a great deal of pain.
No.
Need us to, like, finish
no,
him? Or...
No.
What? I thought that's what was being implied. They said he was in a lot of pain.
I think she and her daughters could figure out a way to do
okay, it's not what you're implying.
I was just trying to be helpful.
We didn't let her finish a sentence to imply anything.
Right. You would need to travel from here in the Kessig Woods. You'll traverse the Ulvenwald Forest and eventually come to a fork in the road near the Geyer Reach. You'll take the high road because the low is, well, crowded, shall we say.
Wait.
It's dangerous.
I'm sorry, there's... What do you mean?
There are many things in the woods and many more on that path. You probably don't want to be waylaid on the way. Eventually, you'll see a manor sitting on a hilltop. The symbol of the lord of this manor is a sword's hilt with a forked scabbard, which is displayed prominently on the ground. You'll need to go to his throne room and alleviate his pain so that he can do the work that he must do. You all not being from here is very helpful because you have not yet been touched by the corruption that we've been dealing with.
That doesn't sound all that promising, but I guess it's our only real chance of figuring out what's going on and getting back to Ravnica or wherever it is we're supposed to go.
This person, is he, or are they affiliated with any guild?
No, not particularly. They are a lord of their manor.
Okay.
They're a head of their family.
All right.
And they're very important for what is to come from where you're from.
All right. How will we know when we find them? Do they have a name or?
You will know.
All right.
It will be obvious. My daughters will take you to the manor.
Okay.
They will not be coming inside because they cannot.
All right. And just because I'm not always the best with subtext, when you say, I know we already went over this, but when you say that we're going and trying to alleviate his pain, you're not trying to be like hush-hush about...
There are a number of things that you will likely have to do. When I say alleviate their pain, I literally mean make them feel better.
We can do that.
All right.
In addition, based on their circumstance, they may need to be helped from their current predicament, which I can help with. And she will reach a rickety hand up and pull a scroll, seemingly from nowhere, out of the wall. And she will hand it to one of her daughters and say, when they arrive, give them this. It will probably come in helpful from what I understand. You will need to help with the aiding of healing of whatever ails this person. You will need to free them from whatever bonds they're attached to. And of course, whatever is around is probably going to be coming for you. So you'll need to be quick, or you'll need to be strong, or both.
Well, I'm at least one of those.
And when the deed is done, I will uphold my end of the bargain.
All right, well.
All right.
Nothing else to do. We might as well go for it.
Point us in the right direction.
Before you go, I am just curious. What are you? You, I recognize. The round ears, the two eyes. You're a human.
Oh, yes, yes, a human. My race is a human.
You, though. You're something else.
I'm
what
a Loxodon.
A Loxodon.
I'm Celestia.
Interesting.
What kind of backwater place is this? I mean, I know that you don't see Loxodon minotaurs nearly as much as you see humans, but
we're... minotaur?
Yeah?
Interesting.
Did the horns not tip you off?
I've never seen one myself. And you?
We were baffled by a forest, so we can give them a little bit of credit.
What are you?
I'm an elf. Half elf.
An elf.
And this is a cat.
I've heard of elves. By the way, Arthur is not happy.
Okay.
Arthur is like arched a little bit and is like looking between the three women and is very not pleased.
Okay.
While we're sitting here and I like have my tea, I'll take like a big whiff of it. How does the area around me smell?
Sure. Make a perception check at advantage. Because you're using that nozzle of yours.
I'm going to put that there, and it's going to stay there all day.
Oh, no, it's a two.
Yeah. you should have used the same dye.
You take a big sniff, and it smells smells old.
Yeah.
It smells dusty. It smells like old books. It smells like
There's
warm tea.
Yeah.
It smells like a nice cabin in the woods.
Great.
With some lovely family taking care of you. And the stew is lovely. The fire is crackling.
Beautiful.
Yeah. All
right.
You're welcome to stay here for the evening, if you wish.
I think we should go immediately.
We might want to rest.
Yeah, we haven't rested.
Yeah, you're all still pretty injured and death saved.
I don't know.
We did fight an angel.
I'm feeling really weak after that thing with Feather, mentally and physically. I'm just...
All right. Yes.
Then... I know we're in a hurry for your sister. I'm sorry.
No,
but...
it's
we'll
all right.
We'll have rooms made up.
Also, Lucian, I know you want to find your sister and get back, but I do think it's important to point out that we were asked to leave for a reason, and that's that our existence on Ravnica is at the moment a threat to Ravnica.
Yes, but the person who forced us to leave at this point and told us to do all those things was also the person who erased our memories. Jace did this to us.
No, Mookie is who asked us to leave.
I know, but Jace...
Are you saying this in front of the women?
Yes. Jace sent us on this whatever it was, and then he told us to just leave. He was... It doesn't make any sense.
I've met Jace before. If it's the same man, says Elena.
The living guild pack?
He's been here before, yes.
Wears blue, kind of looks like a overgrown teenager.
Yeah.
Tattoos.
Yes, he was looking for something. I don't know what.
Where was he looking? What did he...
He was traveling around a lot, went up to Nephalia, went to many of the libraries.
All right. Well, he's who I need to find as soon as we get back.
Okay. And we will.
All right. Yes, I'm being selfish, I know, I'm sorry.
I don't know what I'd do. If I found out I've had a sister that I didn't know of my entire life.
It's fine. It's all right. I'm sorry.
Hey, Lucian, if it makes you feel any better, clearly she's been missing for a really long time, so a couple days probably won't make a big difference.
And if Mookie is right, that our bond is a threat to the plane, then us not being there is actually keeping her safer at the moment.
Yeah.
Well, we don't all have to go. I can return and you can go.
There's
on
no
your
way.
Way
we're letting you go back alone.
It's all right. I understand the risk I'm taking. It's okay.
We'll
decide when we get there.
Okay.
Fine. Let's just rest.
Let's just get some rest. Yeah.
So, you have your tea. You may have dinner if you wish. There are biscuits. And when you retire, you all have your own rooms, which is interesting.
In this tiny house.
In this tiny house.
Yeah.
All right.
How's this happen?
There are doors around seemingly every corner. You have simple beds, but they're comfortable. None of your rooms have windows. In fact, you didn't really see windows on the inside. And the windows that you saw on the outside of the hut were boarded up. Or not boarded up, they were shuttered up. And you're able to take your long rest. Go ahead and get back all of your hit points. Go ahead and get back half your hit dice. Those of you who have death saves that were given to you by Nicol Bolas, each death save I need a constitution saving throw.
Oh no, two of them.
Wait, Nicol Bolas?
The necklace.
That's who
we're
ended
fighting.
Up, the dragon god.
I have a 12.
Wait, I don't remember when we got this.
You're
I
fine.
Have a 16.
No, yeah, see that there.
Okay, yes. And two of them.
We each lost
right,
the death
right,
save.
Right, right,
that's
yes.
Even better.
Okay.
22.
You get back all your death
okay,
saves.
Cool.
What did you need me to do again?
Well, constitution
if you
saving
had a death save, I need a constitution save.
Great. I got a 21.
Okay. You cool. All get back your death saves.
Cool. Thank you.
Yeah, spoiler alert, the dragon god is Nicol Bolas.
what?
So, you're all able to take your long rests. You're able to reattune to any items if you wish.
Oh, do I have any reattunement?
I think I'm good.
You are informed that the journey is going to be 5 days.
Lovely.
At average speed.
5 days?
Or 3 days if you rush, or a full week if it's slower.
We're rushing.
Yeah.
So you're going to rush?
I think so.
Yeah, I think so.
I agree. We got to do this quickly, but we don't know where it is we are. Okay? And we're going to get ourselves hurt if we just run into this like it's just running through the rubble belt. Okay?
All right. Yes.
Let's just try and be a little careful about this.
Absolutely. You know,
this is a weird turn of events that you're telling me to be careful.
Yeah, trust me, it feels weird for me.
No, it's good. It's good.
Be sure to be safe out there. There's many scary things out in the woods. You seem strong, but stay safe. It might be scary, but it's home.
We appreciate your concern.
It ain't home for us, but...
Where you're from, what is it like?
It's a... So you know how you have one building here, and then a whole bunch of nothing? Just kind of reverse that.
I don't know if I'd call trees nothing. They do add a lot to the environment.
Sure,
and...
but Tutaru, when you Selesnya have trees, there's also like windows and entire people living inside them. These trees are just trees.
Yes, this place feels very hollow.
Nothing is just trees. It's not hollow per se, it's just darker.
All right, well, let's hope the trees are just trees, because if the trees attack us, I can't do anything to help.
That's trees, a good point. The trees might attack.
That's right.
Anything might attack. Fine. It is dangerous here in Innistrad. Where you're from, this city place, it is mostly people like you, good people?
Give or take.
The majority.
Fair warning, Innistrad is... not like that. It is not all good, but that's what makes it home.
All right, well.
Good people can prove themselves more good here. It's nice. You'll like it if you don't, if you aren't able to leave. I think you'll be able to find your way.
Well, let's not worry about that yet. I think we're very capable, and I think we can do this.
Yes, we... nothing else to do, we might as well go for it.
So you start off on your journey. You've been packed up with many cakes and treats and things as you leave Old Rootstein's and the daughter's huts. Elena and Hal are coming with you. They are... going to much more quickly able to take you across the land. Over the intervening few days, you guys are going at a little bit of a quickened pace. Is there anything that you'd like to do, look out for, conversations you wish to have?
I think that if I was allowed to, I would have taken at least one of the books with me, and I'd be like studying the book when we had like downtime.
So you take a book.
Yeah.
The same book?
Sure, if they let me.
Sure.
Yeah.
And you leave, and when you go to look for the book, it is no longer on your person.
Okay. Interesting.
Did anyone else notice that that house just had lots, like it just, it was bigger than it looked.
Yes, the outside didn't really match the inside.
I think that woman was a ghost.
Ghost. Look, I've met a lot of ghosts, okay? I mean, you used to work for ghosts, right?
Sort of.
She didn't look like any sort of ghost I know.
We're not in the same place we used to be. Things might work differently here.
Isn't anything gonna stay the same?
There's just no minotaurs or loxodons or even elves here, it seems.
True.
All right. Well, let's keep going. At least we can get to some city proper and feel like we know where we are a little bit.
As you're moving, it takes a day, and you don't see a city.
That's probably deeply unsettling.
Yeah.
It's halfway through the second day when you finally see the semblance of a village on the horizon. Hal and Elena ask, do you have anything that you need to gather, supplies that you wish to have?
As long as we got enough food.
Yeah.
Good. The cities are a little dangerous with recent activity, so it's best to stay out.
Sorry, what recent activity?
There has been a odd incursion of horrors of a unknown variety, sort of spindly and sinewy infestation, corruption that has taken hold of some of the land.
Yeah, let's not go towards that. Let's just go that way then.
Yes. It has impacted some of the wood people as well.
Okay.
But we have not run into any just yet. We hopefully will not in the future. Oh, by the way, my mother is not a ghost.
Oh, okay.
She's very, very much alive. It's quite all right. No worries. It's a mistake that a lot of people make.
What's with your house? Is everything okay with your house? I don't know how to ask that. Is your house okay?
We call it our hut. It's very humble, rural, rustic. It is home. It's not much, but it's home.
Would you call it a tiny hut?
No.
Okay.
I would say it's a medium, one bedroom, depending on how many guests we have.
Okay.
Okay, well.
All right, let's gloss over that and just keep going, right?
Okay.
Yes. So we're going to help someone.
Right. You yes. keep going. You eventually leave this sort of coniferous forest and head towards more craggy, like taiga kind of atmosphere where it's colder, it's much more mountainous. There are still trees about, but you eventually do come to a fork in the road. And there is a high road and there is a low road. And you can see far off a bit of a valley plain, and you can just barely on the horizon spot a hillock that looks like it has a castle on it.
Well, she did say take the high road.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, we're following the lead of Lena here.
Yes.
So lead on.
Oh, this is as far as we go.
Oh.
All right.
Good luck. Oh, one more thing. And Hal will produce the scroll.
I'll take that.
I don't know what it is, but might come in handy.
Right?
Okay. And hey. If you want us to kill the person, this is the last time to clarify that request.
They don't want us to kill them.
I would very much like to see you try.
Don't tell him
see,
that.
Now no, like that's supposed not, to kill him.
That is not the thing to say to
Astra. That's mostly a joke. I would not... Oh. This is not...
All right, okay.
Mother does not recommend that.
He's not quick on wit, typically.
Understood.
I'm just... I like things being straightforward, okay?
It's fine. You're good at many, many things.
Everyone just talks in metaphors and stuff. All right. Well, we got a lot of walking to do.
So you're going to take the high?
Yeah.
Okay. As you are walking, you can constantly in the distance see this this castle, right. This keep. It looks large. At this distance, I would say make a perception check.
Oh, what?
So with your 23, from this far away, you can just barely make out that there appear to be floating bits of building floating around the outside of this castle.
Well, that feels a little more like home.
Yes.
Ultimately, you come to the outskirts of an area. There are no people about in any way, shape, or form. You come to a long floodplain, a flat land that is lined occasionally with chasms that look like Earth has been torn from itself and seemingly goes down a while into the Earth. You do not sense the presence of life in any way. No plants, no vegetation, no animals really around as you approach this castle. You come up to the edges of the castle grounds, and you do see the symbol of the sword with the handle and the hilt, and you do see a sign with the symbol that says Markov Manor.
Ooh.
Oh.
We know what that is.
Yeah. As soon as he said helps him, I was like, oh, I know what we're doing.
Yeah, well, good for you.
Yay, not knowing lore.
It's fine.
And as
I'm more immersed
that sign, there is a stone path that leads up to the castle.
Well, I think this is the right castle.
Yeah, it could be maybe one of the other castles around here. Oh wait, they only have one building every 100 miles, like crazy savages.
Well, at least we know we're not lost.
I would probably refrain from calling them savages in their earshot, just as a heads up.
Yeah, well, there's not people everywhere.
We don't know that.
Too true. I would say make a nature check.
Nature. All right, dice, come on.
Woo! Yay!
All right, nature. 22.
As you cross over the threshold of the land and you approach the castle, you notice that the light, the mid-afternoon light begins to dim as you get closer to the castle. And it gets darker. And you all notice, ultimately, as you get up to the castle, it's gray. You don't know where the sun is. It is dark-ish.
When I step over and see that, I'm gonna just back it up.
Okay.
And does it look any different? It's bright again?
Yeah, it's daytime again. I mean, it's bright in so much that it's cloud cover and this place is always kind of dreary.
Right.
But you do notice that it's a gradient. So it's not as soon as you step.
Oh, okay.
But you do notice that it gets a little bit darker as you get closer to the castle.
I'm sure that's fine.
You see bits of rock, fragmented castle walls that are slowly rotating around the outside of the castle.
Interesting.
You notice there are stones that appear to be just sort of levitating in place in portions of the path that you're walking on. And as you get closer to the castle itself, there is a bridge about 30 feet across made of stone that is... The center portion of which is solidly in place, but not connected to the stone on the land. And as you look down, there is an even deeper chasm, the bottom of which here you can tell is a moat.
Okay.
But it seems as if this moat has sort of been dropped even further than you typically would expect. As you approach the castle, it's silent. There is no life about. You don't sense anything, really. I would say, at this point, everybody make a perception check.
Can I smell around as well?
Yes. So you make it at advantage, if you're going with smell.
Hey.
I got an 11.
13.
22. 17.
Okay. The smell DC was higher, because the things that you're looking for are easier to spot than to smell. But you do smell salt, like rock salt.
Okay.
Like a deer lick kind of salt. And it's crystalline and it's hard. And you don't know exactly where it's coming from, but you sense this mineral around.
Right.
The gates are open. The portcullis is up. There are no guards. There are no soldiers. There are no lit torches. But there is dim light, almost fluorescent-ish, just around, ambient, throughout the castle.
Okay. All right. Before we go inside, can I open that scroll and just see what's on it?
Yeah. It is a spell scroll of stone to flesh.
It must have some sort of illness or something. I guess we'll see when we get inside.
Let's get in and get out of here, okay? This place is giving me some serious creeps.
I will say that as a bit of a sneak myself, or a bit of a thief, I'm always a little bit cautious of an open door. So let's just be very aware of what we're walking into here.
All right.
We walk in.
Okay. You walk in, your shoes clack quietly. You're not making a bunch of noise, but there's no other noise about. You look around, and the walls are oddly pristine, clean here. The tapestries are hung in place. The carpets are freshly brushed. Everything is reasonably in place. You make your way through the castle, up some stairs, into a grand main hall. There are tables. There is a chandelier. None of the candles are lit. But everything is, nothing's dusty. It looks ready to be moved into, essentially.
Well, we know if nothing else, there's a housekeeper who lives around here somewhere.
I would have Arthur make a perception check for me.
Okay. I can't remember the cat's stats are, because I can look it up. Hang on.
Sure.
It's probably like plus...
Wait, I think
it's probably
I
like plus two.
Cats are pretty good.
Yeah.
But not that
yeah.
good.
Yeah.
Just add plus two here.
That's a 20 on the dice.
Okay.
Dirty 20.
Dirty 20.
Arthur the cat spots something and like grips your shoulder as she looks sort of not up, not down, but sort of like at a tapestry down a hallway.
Okay. I head towards the tapestry that she's reacting to.
Quickly?
At a safe speed, yeah.
Okay.
I don't run towards it, but I move towards it.
You are moving sort of around a corner and down into this hallway that's maybe 15 feet wide, 100 feet long, and as you round the corner, you do see that one of the tapestries wavers a little bit, and something has rounded a corner. I would say make a perception check to see if you make anything out.
Okay, that's actually going to be a 25.
Okay.
Yeah.
You spot essentially what you see is the back half of a human. You see the feet, legs, and butt of a person in like breeches and buckle shoes.
Okay.
And the top half is bent unnaturally over sideways, but past the hall, and then the back half walks.
Okay. I am gonna real quickly check for traps on the ground to see like I'm not like being like led into a minefield.
This would be an investigation check.
Okay, that's a 16.
Okay. You look around on the ground, you do not see any traps.
Okay.
You do spot what look like, you know when you get rid of, like, marshmallow residue from a piece of clothing?
Okay.
You see...
Very don't. Specific.
So specific.
Yeah, yeah you said that, like, you know that thing that we all commonly do.
Wow, or like, bunched up spider webbing.
Okay, that's a little more...
Yeah, sure. I collect spider webs,
you
yeah.
see
yeah.
residue like that in bits on the carpet.
Okay. I head towards the figure where they went to.
Okay.
Velma, where are you going?
I saw something. Come on.
Looks all like right. there's marshmallow residue.
So this looks like this is...
Yep, definitely marshmallow.
Look, we all have seen marshmallow residue. It's so common.
Uh-oh.
Did you taste it?
I mean, it sounds like you did.
Yep, I totally did.
Make an investigation check for me.
Okay.
You die.
Investigation is probably zero for me. Yes, it is. 11.
Okay. Now make a constitution saving throw.
Oh, well.
You bait
That's
us
much
with
better.
The marshmallow
20,
thing.
30, okay. 20.
You taste that calcified salt.
Oh.
It's like strong, bitter rock salt.
That's definitely salt. Yep, that's salt.
Ugh.
They make their marshmallows wrong here. Yeah.
I would advise tasting against most things in a strange
yeah,
place.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm sorry.
Especially on the floor.
So where are you headed?
I guess
are you
going to
follow?
Yeah, follow Velma, yeah.
The hallway, I guess you wouldn't really know what the layout of a castle is. So you walk down this hallway, and you round the corner, and there appears to be... another sort of end room, a hall that has stairs that lead up, and then another hallway to the right. You do not see the figure.
Okay. I want to look around and see if I can kind of notice if anything looks recently disturbed one way or the other, like the tapestries were earlier. Like, is there anything that might have moved one way or the other?
I would say make a investigation check again.
Cool.
No, this would be survival, because now you're tracking something.
Okay. It's the same score.
While she's doing that, I'm going to be looking around at kind of like the stonework in the castle. And...
Cool.
That's a nine. It's a nine, y'all.
Make a nature check at advantage, because this is a stoneworking check, and Loxodons have advantage on that.
Oh, no.
My gosh, thank you, advantage.
Hey.
Nature again. 19.
So your check was, what was your check?
Mine was nine.
Nine, okay.
Yeah,
you don't spot
that's
much.
Yeah.
Everything seems to still be in its place. Everything is like well made up. With you, you do notice that there's some of the stonework is oddly rotating and floating and slowly moving, not in a way that it was bumped, just sort of rotating and orbiting.
Interesting. I wonder if something like with the Izzet, some kind of weird setup they have at the this castle.
Maybe it's some sort of spell that shifts the walls or...
So why would someone want to do that?
You saw the floating rocks
outside. They might not
want
to be tracked.
The stairs...
Seems like this place is lousy with some sort of enchantment.
The stairs in front of you lead up to a landing that you can't see what's on the landing, but there is a slightly brighter light that emanates from above.
All right, well, I could go scouts up there and try to keep myself a little bit unknown. If you guys want to look around somewhere else, let me know. Unless you want to come with me.
Are we sure we shouldn't just call out and see if anyone's here? We are looking for the Lord of the Manor.
This is true. If we're just doing like a house visit.
True, although they seem to know we're here if they're heading that way, so.
If that is them.
All right, well, let's all go on up there, because I don't think we know enough about this place to stay too stealthy anyway. And
well,
we're gonna get
speak
into
for
a
yourself,
fight,
but yes.
If we're going to get into a fight, I think we should try and be in the same place.
Fair enough.
But if you want to go ahead...
I was just going to scout ahead and make sure it was safe for all
sure.
of you.
I'm worried about any of us stepping away and one of these walls shifting or...
Fair enough. Fine. Let's just...
Areas we go
let's
not
just,
being the same.
Let's just keep moving. Fine. So we'll just head up the steps. Not, I won't spell check.
You walk up the stairs, and as you rise, you see a huge wall, maybe 40 feet wide, 20 feet tall, and in the center, there is a throne and a dais with other smaller chairs set up. No one is sitting in any of them. The throne itself is empty. But on the wall, 10 feet above the throne, you see a sort of rotating disc. Except for that it's not a disc separated from the rest of the wall. It sort of is moving like flesh a little bit, sort of rubbing like a tectonic way. And in the stone, you can barely make out a face of a man and two hands that are sort of at the sides out like this.
We found Han Solo.
You did it. You found Han Solo.
What is this Solo you speak of?
As you approach, there is a odd small stone that is sitting on a table in front of the throne. It is sort of shaped like a talon a little bit, or maybe a swan's head.
Oh, okay.
Sitting on the table.
I guess I'll go inspect that.
Okay, what do you do?
Does it look magical in any sense?
Arcana check.
Can I actually cast Detect Magic?
You can.
So I'll do that.
Great. And you know, what do you know about it after you detect magic?
What does Detect Magic do? Essentially tells me the properties of what magic it is,
okay.
I believe.
Like what school and
yeah.
stuff like that.
Yeah.
So, this is, looks like enchantment magic and transmutation magic, but it doesn't look traditional wizard school. It looks primordial in nature.
All right.
You can tell that this is a magical device of some kind. Do you know what the thing does when you detect magic?
Or I just don't think it tells you that much, but
yeah,
let me
check.
Yeah,
you gotta use like identifier.
Yeah, that's like a different thing, I believe.
Yeah,
the energy that
spells.
You receive from this item appears to pulse a little bit. slowly.
Okay, does it seem like they're connected, like this and the wall, maybe? Or can I not tell that? It's fine if I can't, I just...
They're not really connected.
Okay.
You can tell that they are similar origins, but the magics themselves are not connected.
Okay. I'm going to turn around and look at Tutru and say, can you sense if that man in the wall is alive?
I can try, yeah. I'll walk up to the guy in the wall and kind of like study it, put my hands on it probably, see if I can feel
anything
out. Make a
medicine check.
She get the Loxodon stone.
The Selesnian life
bonus. No, not this time. No stone advantage this time.
I got a 9.
9. You cannot tell at this stage if the man in the wall is alive.
Okay.
But as you touch the wall, you all hear chittering off somewhere else in the castle and noise making.
Is everyone else hearing chittering?
Yes.
Yes, I hear very much chittering.
You can call it that, I suppose.
I did call it that.
All right.
And as you touch the wall, that strange rock sort of brightens and the pulsing becomes visible.
Guess they're connected.
All right.
Lucian, what is this thing?
I can't tell, but this thing might be keeping that man in the wall.
Well, is this the guy we're trying to help?
I would assume.
I suppose so. It is above the throne. This must be the Lord of the Manor, so I guess I cast this now and see what happens.
On this guy.
All right. Right. So I open the scroll and start reading it.
Okay. As you start casting Stone to Flesh, which is a 6th level divination or transmutation spell.
All right. It's going to take a minute.
So you're going to need to roll a die to skill check this.
Okay.
Adding your spell casting bonuses.
Okay.
So whatever your spell casting is.
Okay.
The DC is 16.
Okay.
All right.
Hold on.
Before he does that, I'm going to give you guidance as you...
Okay. Thank you. All right. So that gives me a
D4?
D4. Okay. See if I need it. I will absolutely need it because I crit failed.
Oh no!
I mean, there's no way. If the DC was 16, there's no way I'm getting to 16 from a 1. So okay. That, yeah.
So well. You begin reading the scroll, and with a 1, I'm going to say that you don't even get the words out before the chittering, you see what's making it. And swarms of rats emerge from the sides of this very large room, but the rats move in a way that is strange. Instead of running, they sort of extend a paw, but like a foot and a half. And then the rat slides along a line where another foot remains behind them, and they sort of inch along and sort of skitter like that.
That's odd. Maybe rats are just different here?
I don't know, but that doesn't seem right.
No, that seems weird even for this weird place that we're in.
Yeah.
Lou should give that thing another try.
Hurry up and read it.
All right. All right.
Astaroth is going to pull his axe out and kind of like try and stand between. The rats are like all around us, right?
Yeah. Well, no, they're coming in. They aren't around you yet.
Do they look threatening?
In so much that they look weird.
Okay.
They don't look like they're going to attack.
Okay.
I'd say my vibe is pretty threatened.
What about this stone thing here? Can we use it to get rid of him or something?
Maybe. I just don't know enough about this magic to say so. We could try destroying it and see what happens, but I also don't know what would happen there.
Astrak's going to grab it.
Okay.
The stone.
You gonna pick it up?
Yeah.
Do
I get any vibe from it?
You don't.
Okay.
But when you pick it up, all of the rats stop and are just sort of frozen in place.
Whoa, what did you do?
I don't know, I just picked it up.
Well, don't put it down.
Yeah, just hold on to that.
Okay.
I'm gonna keep going.
Okay.
So I'm gonna try this again.
At this point, sorry, go ahead.
I was going to give him Bardic Inspiration.
Great.
Cool.
At this point, you would feel that the person in the stone probably is alive. But I would say What was your did you have a medicine check last time?
Yeah.
It was a 9.
It was not good?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, I'll try the spell again.
It's a D8, by the way, just so you know.
So it's add a D8? Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
I'll put my ear up to it and be like,
you can roll the first dice first. You just can't roll
alive?
It until after, yeah.
When you put your ear up to the wall.
Well, that's a nat 20.
Great.
Man, I always waste my bardic inspiration.
Right. And as the stone to flesh spell takes hold in the wall, it sort of cracks and crumbles away. And the man in the wall comes down in a boulder, essentially, in a brick, and crashes to the floor.
Well, I would try to catch him.
Sure. Okay, make an athletics check.
2!
Taru!
Yes!
So,
like, man. I got you!
A 3 foot by 3 foot by 7 foot block of stone.
I'm 7 foot tall.
Okay.
Cool. But you're not made of stone.
This is true.
Right. Is coming at you, and you rolled a 2.
Maybe you just like second guess it. You're like, maybe
I'm
not.
I'm going to say it's going to deal you a little bit of fall damage
that
like lands on your foot or something. So you're going to take 5 rocking stone damage. As it stubs your toe or you pull something trying to catch it.
That's
you also
heavy.
Notice that the stone is falling away, and you don't see the differentiation between this person and the stone. You think that you might need to stop this person from disintegrating after you've...
I did the spell, but I don't know what's...
He's disappearing. I don't know what to do.
I'm gonna take this thing and be like, oh, maybe this has something to do with it. Here, you guys know magic and stuff. And I'll hand it over to Lucian.
All right, I'll walk it closer to the man and see if anything connects.
As you walk it closer, the disintegration slows slightly but continues.
Okay. Right. We'll just keep it close to him and I will try to dispel magic.
Okay. So what are you dispel magicking?
I don't know.
Are you doing it to the orb or the man?
To the person.
To the person?
Yes.
Okay. So you cast Dispel Magic on the man in the wall.
Yes, because he's disappearing.
It seems like that stops the disintegration around him.
All right.
But as you had your ear up to the wall, you could also hear him in the wall, or hear a voice in the wall saying, "Help."
Okay. He's alive. He needs help.
Oh, all right. What do we do?
Does touching the stone to the man do anything?
Wait, is he still disintegrating?
No.
Oh, okay.
But he's still in pieces?
He's still in pieces. It looks like he might need to be,
Is he Humpty Dumpty?
I'm going to walk up to him. I'm going to put my hand on him. And I'm gonna chant a little bit, and I'm gonna like swing my fans around, casting. So I've got the vocal, and I'm gonna cast mending to put the pieces of him back together.
Good. Okay. You cast mending on the stone, and that does fill in many of the cracks. His skin reforms into a pale gray, rather than the granite with etching in it, and that does appear to have helped.
Cool.
Great.
I did a good thing.
And then as he's getting back together, I guess I'll also probably use at least a cure wounds on him to help heal him.
Okay. And as you heal, the healing magic seems to be what was needed. As it fills in those cracks like the Japanese pottery with gold filigree, and the healing takes hold and the flesh finally emerges from the stone. As you've been focused on this, other beings, eldritch beings, horrors had begun to accumulate in the doorways, but were held at bay by this strange stone that you hold in your hand, this cryptolithid that you found, that functioned as a beacon, that when you picked it up and removed it, they were powerless. This man emerges from the wall and sort of collapses on the ground and grabs your scapular and says, "More."
Okay, yeah. I'll do a bigger heal. I'll do like cure wounds level 3.
Okay.
I'm also gonna walk up to him, put my hand on him, and I'm gonna cast protection from evil and good.
Maybe.
No, it's fine. This is good. This is good. I love this. Yeah. This is great. Yeah. This is very good. Yeah, this is so good.
Let's see what that's gonna do to this person.
And he dies.
I kind of want to see what Velma does when she realizes what this is.
The protection grants him advantage against these types of things, regardless of whether he is one of these types of things.
Great.
Okay, perfectly fine.
So, you cast protection from evil and good on Soren Markov, who is a vampire.
Okay.
Yeah.
And he looks at you.
He's fae.
And does not say anything, but like sizes you up and grins a little bit. He gets to his feet and sort of stands.
Take it easy. Don't push yourself.
Do we all know this is a vampire? There. Like, can we see?
You can basically tell. He's got the widow's peak. He's got the long silver hair.
All right.
So he's like a LARP.
Vampire.
He's like a LARP. He's a LARP vampire. And he breathes in, extends his left hand towards the ground, and a wound opens up in the ground, a black hole, and a sword emerges from the ground. A thick blade that has both light and shadow elements to it. And he holds it in his hands.
Okay, remember we did just help you.
Yeah. Hey.
We might have made a mistake here.
We were sent.
Who are you? We were sent by
Rootstein.
Rootstein. This is Rootstein.
Are you the Lord of the Manor?
Yes.
We were told we were supposed to come here and help you out.
Oh, Rootstein.
Yeah.
The hag sent you.
I don't know if I'd call her a hag.
Yeah, she seemed like a nice lady. I don't know.
Thank you.
What happened? Look,
he'll sort of glance off into the distance and sort of look around.
I'm needed elsewhere.
Wait, we're needed elsewhere too.
Yeah, well, yes. Ravnica, we have to go back.
I can't take you with me.
Well, why not? Please, just take me.
You probably could.
Just helped you.
I will find you. I am in your debt. Goodbye.
Wait, no.
And he will sort of become feathers and sort of wispy black shadow encapsulates him and extends and sort of he becomes mist and apparates. I would say make a arcana check.
Okay.
Or a religion check.
Religion?
Wow. It's close enough to religion.
I'll make religion.
Ooh.
Because they're the exact same roll for me.
Yeah, that seems to me too.
I got a 19.
Wow,
though.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, but did you get a...
I got a natural 20.
I got a 5.
You saw a nat 20?
Huh?
You did a nat 20?
Yeah.
Cool. In the moment, you don't catch it, but to you, you've seen other planeswalkers walk. They all have their own unique way of doing it. This appears to be whoever this person was, his way of walking the planes.
Damn it!
Wait, Mr. Soren, sir!
There's no one there.
Great. Now we're just stuck here.
No. She told us if we helped her, then she'd help us get back. She didn't say he would help us get back.
That's true.
All as the wall heals up, you can definitely feel agitation in the castle.
Are there still horrors all around us?
Yeah.
Did he take the thing?
No, you still have the thing in your hand.
Oh, my.
We're being visited.
Oh, God. All right, look.
Rakdos.
We've got to get out of here.
No, we're not there anymore.
Wait, what? We are? Oh,
no, it's in the park,
okay.
Sorry.
Yeah, we've got to get out of here.
Yeah, let's. I agree.
We don't know how long these things are going to be held off by whatever this is.
No, I don't think you need to sell us. We're going to go.
But
we're
the
good.
Doors are kind of blocked by these horrors.
As you approach them with the stone, they sort of part for you. They don't want any part of this cryptolithid.
All right, I don't know what that thing's doing, but you should definitely hold on to it.
And as you're right? walking, you do notice different types of horrors. Not just the rats. You do spot the waiter, but is sort of half sinew and has sort of tendril for an arm. You see two horses, except for the two fronts of horses, sort of stapled together with one rider in between that looks like was once maybe a knight. The hat and face all one into the horse as well. You see various kitchen staff and hounds and all sorts of other animals, but they're all sinewy and spiderwebbed and horrified. As you make your way out of the manor, you notice that the floating rocks that were about are crumbling and disintegrating like the rock that was housing whoever this gentleman was.
We need to move. We need to move as fast as we can.
Yeah, let's get out of here.
What could have done this?
I don't know.
This is horrifying.
This whole place is horrifying.
It's horrified, and we're horrified. Okay, never mind.
Look. All right. Let's go.
All right.
We don't have time to go slowly through this.
Let's do it.
So you're running out of this place as the castle is crumbling around you. There's bits of dust falling from the ceilings as horrors are writhing and even more are appearing and sort of flooding downstairs and over carpets. You exit through the front gate, out the portcullis, onto this bridge, and you can see the stones sort of cascading off of the front of the castle. And off, just maybe 100 yards away, on the top of a hill, a little tiny hill, just near the edge of the mountain range, you spot a tiny hut.
Does it look familiar?
It does.
It's the hut. Let's go for it. We have to go there.
That doesn't make any sense.
I don't care. We have to just go.
We went for days to get there.
And you see...
Yeah, things are weird here. We figured it out.
You
Let's
see
go.
Three women on the front porch in their rocking chairs... sipping tea. But these aren't the women that you saw before. These are old women. Long gray hair, dark robes, sipping tea, and they wave. You are running across the bridge, and it's collapsing. The rocks are falling from beneath your feet.
Waves of horrors fleeing in every
Waves
direction.
Waves of horrors are crawling, and the bridge collapses behind you, and a cascade of the horrors fall into the river below. And the rest of the bridge also begins to fall away. And as the rest of the bridge falls away, as do you, begin to fall into the chasm below. And as you're falling, you can look down, make a perception check.
16.
3.
14.
That is a 13.
I think you saw it before. You spot a familiar boatman.
You saw it.
Yeah, I saw him.
You saw a man in a boat, a long gondola, in gray cloaks, a pole in the water, and you all fall into the water. And it's pitch black. And it swirls around you. And you all aren't in your own bodies anymore. You hear a small voice in your head, familiar, an old woman's voice, that said, "Thank you for your help. Good luck out there." Your vision blurry, but comes to light. And you see in front of you, as if in first person, all of you at the same time, a pair of fists held up in front. There's a gallery of cheering fans, screaming, some with bottles in their hands. Yeah, go, kill them! There's odd lighting from above you, as if lit by torches. And across from you, you see a bloodied and angry minotaur.
Come on! Is that the best you've got?
And it runs right at you, and your vision fades to black. And then your vision returns as you lift your face out of your hands. Your arms are around your knees. There's a woman on a bed. You're in a bedroom. She appears to be asleep. Through the door, you can hear someone say, "Well, if I understand correctly, I have to invite you in." And then there's an explosion, and you get up, and you have child's hands, and you open the door, and you run out the back, and you're sprinting away from this house. And as you sprint, the buildings turn to flashes of light, and eventually flashes of darkness, and your vision becomes fully white. And it dims a little bit. You're in a room that's on fire, a fancy room. You're under a desk. And you have your hands up, your eyes are bleary, you think you might have blood in your eyes. And a man in a robe, fine Azorius robe, walks up and stops in front of you. And your eyes rise up and meet the gaze of a familiar Vedalken who says, "I think it's time for a change, Arbiter," and extends a six-fingered hand, and a bright light apparates from it, and your vision becomes fully white. Your ears buzz from the familiar sound of fluorescent light bulbs, and your vision refocuses, and there's fluorescent bulbs right around you. You're in a frame of some kind. You feel like you might be in water, and there are bubbles rising. You're in a tank, a chamber, and you look across, and you can barely make out other tanks and chambers across the hall from you, with other beasts and other beings, tubes and bubbles and vials. There's a desk, there's a couple of workers, and a man whom you all recognize as the director of the Guardian Project steps in front of your face and looks into the tank and writes something on a clipboard and adjusts a dial. And you see a liquid begin to drip into your tank, and your vision blurs and fades and dissipates. And you hear that voice again. "What good would your good do if evil didn't exist? And what would this place look like if all the shadows disappeared? After all, shadows are cast by things and people. Shadows come from trees and living things. Do you want to strip the world of trees and living things because of your fantasy of enjoying naked light?" And your eyes blink open. You're half buried in sand, flat on your backs.
Lovely.
The sky is red. There's no discernible sun.
Bella?
There's low rumbles off in the distance that sound like construction or explosions. You don't know the time or the date or the season. It's hot. You don't remember how you got here. You don't see anything around you. Nothing but desolation. Welcome to hell. And that's where we'll end the show.
Ooh. Welcome to hell.
Would you say that we just had a descent?
You did.
We did fall a little bit.
That's it.
Wait.
Thank you. Right. We're going to say goodbye real quick. Hi, thanks so much for watching The Broken Pact. We're on the D&D Twitch channel. My name is Ruben Bressler, and we're going to quickly go down the line. You can follow me at MOXREUBY.
I'm Robbie Silverman, at Robbie J. Silverman on Twitter, Robbie Silverman on Instagram, and that's all for me.
Hi, my name is Jordan Pridgen. You can follow me at Jordan Pidgen on Twitter. Also watch on twitch.tv/savingthrowshow on Friday nights for Wildcard, which is another show I'm on.
Hi everyone, I'm Ashlyn Rose. You can find me on Twitter at Ashlyn Rose or on Instagram at Raritz Ashlyn. I'll say it after you're done.
Okay. I'm Grav, and you can follow me at DoubleGXG on all the socials.
And then real quick, my sister passed away 2 days ago. And we're raising money for funeral services, so we have a GoFundMe going right now. And anything would be appreciated if you can.
Absolutely. Thank you all so much for joining. Please stick around for more from D&D Live. We love you all. And we'll see you soon. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye, everybody.